thinking of giving up. Even pieces out of fun, they're telling me to toughen up. I put Sony and Bini. Me sozi never trying up. Ubi mafuta kukamba. Soti mafaka mumarapu. All I wanted was to eat with the ones who are chula nabo. Now that number's getting smaller. Paku sombole pisabo. It's hard to keep moving every day. Ni teni nayo. Somebody tell Kali watiti kari mutinayo. Somebody tell Popo ineni kari kumulewa. Itatea natisia kumutima kunatewa. Somebody tell Cream it's not the same without him. I still pray for that boy. We were such a dope team. I couldn't even say goodbye. That's why I'm still in the healing. And there's nothing money can buy that can stop this feeling. Me let up. So every now and then I bow my head and pray. Nizi watiza kumana kumwamba one day.
Say the good times, mazanga ba fana. So this is the
top notch radio. Top notch radio every day. Turn up. 91.3 FM.
Power FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Anti-Corruption Commission is deeply alarmed by growing reports of bribery involving gender-based violence cases. Government has been urged to urgently operationalize the sinking fund. In international news, Harare City Council says a bed bug infestation is confined to only one locality. In sports, Gabon has finally settled the outstanding salary owed to former head coach Patrice Neville.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, is deeply alarmed by growing reports of bribery involving gender-based violence cases, particularly those targeting young girls who have been victims of defilement, rape and other serious sexual offences. ACC Head of Corporate Communications Timothy Mono says the Commission has observed with increasing concern that certain individuals, especially relatives of offenders, have attempted and at times succeeded to bribe law enforcement officers to prevent the prosecution or secure the release of these criminals. Mr. Mono explained that such actions not only obstruct justice, but also traumatize the victims and perpetuate cycles of abuse. He said these heinous crimes are being further aggravated by disturbing attempts to protect perpetrators through corrupt means. Mr. Mono has indicated that soliciting or accepting a bribe in such sensitive matters is not only illegal, but also a grave betrayal of the public trust and an affront to the victim's dignity, and it undermines national efforts to combat both corruption and gender-based violence. He has therefore issued a stern warning to all law enforcement officers and the general public to resist all forms of bribery, noting that any individual found engaging in such corrupt practices will face the full wrath of the law. In another development, agricultural expert Edifai Hamukale has praised the late former President Kenneth Kaunda as a visionary leader who built an unshakable foundation for Zambia's agricultural sector. He says as the country's first president, Dr. Kaunda championed training opportunities, agro-credit schemes, production systems, research and marketing initiatives that aim to empower farmers and develop the sector comprehensively.
And I'm one of those beneficiaries, twice receiving a European scholarships, all because of Dr. Kaunda. I wouldn't have been very successful if it wasn't for his foresight in this area. There are several other short courses that he designed and made sure young people benefited. Back home here, if you go to almost every district, you'll find what we call the Farmer Training Center, FTCs, what is relevant of the people. In agricultural marketing, and agricultural credit. In fact, he brought what we used to call the Lima Bank. He also brought in Zambia Cooperative Federation, ZCF. He also brought what we used to call National Marketing Board, NAMBOARD, which today is called Food Reserve Agency, and I was privileged to work there as a manager. So societal interaction with agriculture, he brought us the Lusaka Agricultural Show, those showgrounds. We have the International Trade Fair in Ndola. We have Kitwe Agricultural and Mining Show. These are permanent institutions that no one can claim are not useful to Zambia.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has called on the government to urgently operationalize the sinking fund as a vital strategy to manage and repay Zambia's growing debt. ZEHEST emphasizes that establishing a dedicated fund will enable the government to allocate resources specifically for timely debt servicing, easing financial pressures and fostering economic stability. Clarence Monde Muziamba, ZEHEST's executive director, stressed the importance of prudent fiscal management and enhanced domestic resource mobilization alongside the activation of the sinking fund.
We appreciate government's debt restructuring processes, but we are still feeling the pinch. We know how debt has affected our critical sectors of our economy, such as education, health, and agriculture. A sinking fund will help us to make sure that we manage our debt effectively to ensure that there is economic stability. A sinking fund is what we are calling for. We are urging government to operationalize the sinking fund as soon as possible so that we can channel funds towards debt repayment.
A lightning quick operation led by Lusaka's Kamala Ward councillor Mainda Simata has led to the arrest of four illegal waste collectors who were spotted and caught red-handed dumping garbage sacks in the Bombay drainage in Kamala Ward. The suspects, who were making their usual morning runs of illegally collecting, charging and disposing waste from unsubscribed households, turned violent when some youths hired by the councillor to clean up a pathway blocked by garbage tried to stop them. The suspects, armed with slashes and a hoe, not only dumped their garbage sacks, but also threatened and challenged the cleaning youths not to interfere with their work area and told them to go and report to the councillor, who arrived within a matter of minutes and pounced on the suspects, who were drinking junta and relaxing at a nearby home shop. Mr. Simata, who cut short his holiday to respond to the report. The suspects are currently being detained at Richard Kachingwe Police Station in Kawata.
We've effected a citizen's arrest on our four suspects who were caught dumping illegal waste garbage sack in the Kamala drainage, the Bombay drainage along the main roads in Kamala Ward. We've been warning people that are not subscribed to please not engage illegal waste collectors, because it puts the health of all the citizens at risk. So to this end, we've taken these four illegal waste collectors to Richard Kachingo Police. They are awaiting further action by Lusaka City Council Police officers, who are going to collect them, charge them, and lead them through the prosecution. I would also further like to add that these illegal waste collectors are not going to be prosecuted alone, but they will be jointly prosecuted together with the households that have been sending them and paying them to carry out this illegal act, which puts the health of the citizens of Lusaka at risk.
In international news, in Zimbabwe, Harare City Council says the recent bedbug infestation has been confined to the suburbs of Mbare. Recent reports indicated that the infestation had been reported in several localities in Harare, which included Mankuvu, Glenview and Buduriro, though authorities said they were still conducting investigations to confirm the outbreak. The city council and other organizations had earlier provided fumigation chemicals to the residents of Mbare to spray in their households in a bid to control the spread. The operations targeted high-density areas, where residents alleging that the areas have continuously been overlooked despite the overgrowing population size. Bed bugs are small parasitic insects that feed on the blood of humans and animals, often found in bedding and furniture, causing itchy bites and infestations in homes and hotels. Still in international news, a week after an attempted coup in Burkina Faso, the situation remains tense in Ouagadougou, particularly among the armed forces. Local media indicate